So, settling into a comfortable seat for meditation, and come into a meditation based in the Brahmavihara of compassion, the heart quality of love as it encounters suffering and pain in the world, the natural extension of that love into care for beings. Just beginning with the body settling into stillness, as much comfort and ease as we can find in this moment. Setting down the work of the day, whatever we've been up to. And setting down the stories that have followed us through the day. The conversations unfinished, the processes paused midway. And come into the field of formal practice, honoring the Dharma ancestors, honoring all of the karma, the unfolding conditions that have led us to this moment. Maybe let the breath deepen a bit, let the face and the jaw and the shoulders relax. Begin to wash the body with the tide of the breath. As we come into our own stillness, we can feel how all around the stillness of this body in this moment is the turning world. All of the stories, all of the challenges, all of the beauties, everything spinning in its unfolding processes, everything weaving into everything else. Sometimes you can just perceive this as an energy of change, of a kind of busyness or movement. Just the flow or the flux of the world around us, all of its beings. And so in compassion practice, we rest into our own center, our grounded place on the earth. The center or ground of connecting with others on the path. So maybe you feel the Sangha, the circle of spiritual friends. You feel your own history in practice, coming again and again to this kind of receptive stillness. And from that place, there's an opening to the world as it is, full of beauty and horror. And everything in between. You can feel the world as a kind of field of vibration in all directions, but maybe particularly out in the horizontal directions, reaching out over the surface of the earth, where most of the drama that we connect with takes place. The drama of people and animals, plants, and the spirit beings that weave through the ecosystem. For us as humans, particularly other humans, but also the other animals that hold places of importance in our stories, in our lives, in our ecosystems. And letting the attention be open to the world, just noticing what comes forward. Maybe particular beings, people you know, whose stories are present for you right now. Maybe stories present for you in communities you're connected with, or through the news, stories happening to others near or far or very far away. Notice what comes forward as you open to the fullness of the world as it is. Maybe you let whatever it is be known, either seeing it as an image in the mind or hearing the words of the story about it, thinking about it a little. You can use image or thought, or just the felt sense, the emotional sense, to just touch the reality of something happening in the world, to someone or some peoples. Feel the responses that arise in us, the feelings that arise to meet this situation that's happening. And the meditation on compassion is to bring to the foreground the quality of care, love, loving kindness, sympathy and empathy, concern. And this means that whatever other feelings are present, maybe there's fear or anger, maybe there's resentment or judgmental states of mind, can bow to these, acknowledge them, hold them with tenderness. We also set them aside a bit. We don't let them become the foreground. We bring into the foreground compassion. If you're thinking of a specific situation in the world that's important to you or is moving your heart right now, notice if your compassion is partisan. If you feel more compassion toward maybe one group of people than another, one person than another. And that's okay. You can just let that be the the home base of your practice. But as the heart is ready, the path is to understand that for any suffering in the world, the conditions that have led to this suffering are ancient and complex, and that everyone in any complex system, where there's suffering, everyone is suffering in some way. It doesn't make the suffering equal or comparable. But compassion does this extraordinary generosity of spirit, where it's willing to set aside the judging of one person over another, one kind of being over another. And it's willing to hold in the heart the suffering experienced by everyone. Whose personal story is woven through this moment. So if you're thinking about a war, let your attention be present with the suffering of everyone who that war touches. If you're thinking of a conflict between individuals, let yourself be present to the suffering that's experienced by every individual. We really just are practicing in this way to consider the possibility that our love, our care, could be far more vast and radical. Than our relative social roles allow in ordinary life. So we're just playing with this, holding some aspect of the world in mind, in heart. Experimenting with caring for the well-being of every being involved. And every being involved in a conflict knows other beings, encounters other beings in the course of their day, and everyone's actions influence those around them. And so from any one being, you can reach all other beings in the cosmos, really, but certainly on the planet. Everyone affecting everyone else. the classical practice of compassion invites us to fill the body with this quality of tender care and to radiate it out in all directions. Like a light source that illuminates everything without judgment. And so you can stay with the specific exploration of one situation or group of people. Or you can follow the feeling of compassion, of tenderness. And then just let that feeling live in this, in the breathing body. And relaxing into the full body breath. So we're shining the breath, the energy of embodiment, and the quality of tenderness through the front and sides and back of the body and above and below. So we rest in a widening field of care, knowing that we are also known and loved within other people's widening circles of care. And from this place, we just allow the stillness and the silence, tenderness of the heart to grow. So we'll practice in silence in this way together. close the meditation with the homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. If you like, you can imagine the qualities of the Buddha having this kind of infinite, radiating, compassionate energy. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. May all beings everywhere be safe and well and at peace.